That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Poole and Bournemouth weather.
So, how fabulous was it yesterday? So great, in fact, was it that I got the patio furniture out of the garage for the first time, brushed off a few cobwebs. Anyway, what you want to know is, are we in for more of the same? Well, regrettably not, it would seem. Today is starting cloudy.
Love music. Love the Bay 102.8.
So good morning, it's 7.03. Yes, 7.03, not 6.03, but 7.03. It is the first official day of British summertime. On the way inside the next 20 minutes, brand new music from Cassidy, Something to Make You Smile from The Supernaturals, a great tune from Beverly Knight, and this from Rick Astley. So I've lost an hour's sleep, and I know this happens every year, but I never managed to go to bed early. It's not like I didn't know it was going to happen, is it? I guess I should be thankful they haven't brought in double British summertime, which is going to mean a two-hour shift every spring and autumn. It's going to happen, all in due course. Anyway, Pop Quiz Hot Shots, after brand new music from Cassidy. Vic Reeves, Wonder Stuff, Dizzy on the Bay 102.8 from 1991. I think, if memory serves, I saw them do that at Reading Festival one year, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, we were all muttering in the crowd, was Vic Reeves actually going to appear on stage and do it with him? I'm not sure he did, although I was a long way back, so I might not have noticed that. Anyway, on the way next, we're going to play it Robbie Williams. We're going to play it Sarah Bareilles, a classic dance floor tune from George Benson, and, of course, brand new music from Lady Gaga. Plus, we'll round up the Sunday papers. That's all next.
The Bay 102.8.
Have you woken up a little bit confused this morning? Because it is officially the first day of British summertime, so that makes it 7.45, not 6.45, as you might have thought if you haven't changed your clocks. But you must be thinking of your summer holidays. Perhaps you are. It's the first day of summer, after all. Here's an invention that might actually come into play in a few years' time, and it might sort you out in your summer holidays, because scientists are developing a pill that will provide greater protection than sun cream against damage caused by the sun when you're on the beach there over in Spain or France or wherever it is you like to go. Now, the treatment makes use of antioxidants found in simple things like carrots, pomegranates, tomatoes and red wine. I've got enough red wine in me to sort myself out. Surely I could just drink lots of red wine. Anyway, it's not as simple as that, apparently, because they boost the body's natural system of repairing damaged cells. However, it doesn't actually stop you from burning, which is a bit of an issue, so you do still have to take care. But the biggest irony of the whole thing is it's been developed by boffins at Newcastle University, which, it strikes me, is not the sunniest city in the world now, is it? I've been there once or twice, and it is true. Everybody wanders around in their shirt sleeves, even in the middle of winter. They are impervious to cold, are the Geordies. Anyway, we'll watch out for that on the shelves in Boots. George Benson. Brand new music from REM on the Bay, 102.8. Just around the corner. Second question in Pop Quiz Hot Shot after Wet, Wet, Wet.
She's gonna lift me on my own again.
10 laps to go on the F1 this morning. It's Vettel in first, Hamilton second, 11 and a half seconds behind, and Petrov in third at the moment.
The Bay.
Pop Quiz Hotshot.
102.8.
Question.
Right, Pop Quiz Hotshot, question two. Which Led Zeppelin track was used as a Top of the Pops theme? Which Led Zeppelin track was used as a Top of the Pops theme? While you're thinking about that, I'll play you Michael Jackson from 1980. I will play you The Wanted, and Nigel Jones is going to be along with the What's Ons. That's just a sec.
The Bay 102.8.
Of all his eras, I reckon he can't beat 80s Michael Jackson. Rock with you on The Bay 102.8. Paul Stevens on your breakfast show, taking you through till 10 o'clock this morning. Does he say Sundays stay gold forever, or does he say Sundays stay gold forever? If he doesn't say Sundays, I might have to actually get onto The Wanted and phone him up and see if they'll do a little jingle for me. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? Rihanna, Te Amo on the Bay 102.8. Paul Stevens on your breakfast show, just bringing you up to date with the F1 results. Sebastian Vettel, first place. Lewis Hamilton in second. And Vitaly Petrov in third. That's the way it looks. after the 58 laps in the Aussie Grand Prix. I think that's Red Bull and Vettel's first Aussie first, if you see what I mean. Anyway, look, I was watching TV yesterday, and do you get this? When you see someone you recognise from somewhere and you just can't remember who they are, you just can't remember their name, you can't remember what you've seen them in, you know, the kind of thing you're watching with someone else and you ask them, but they don't know either, and it's no good, because all you can say is, oh, you know, it's, what's his name?